Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Chair.
Yeah, today we are having our last meeting for the year. We will just be looking at the reports that are outstanding that we need to adopt, and also the minutes, so that at least we end the year without any backlog of the minutes that we have. Otherwise, it will be a real short meeting today, just to look at that and just thank each other that we have been together like this for the whole year. Mr. Brown, are there any apologies for today's meeting?
Good morning, Dundeski. Thanks, Chairperson. I have received apologies from Honorable Mokoto and Honorable Boat. They will get to join us this morning.
Thank you very much. We are having those reports in front of us, then Honorable Members and the Special Committees, of which I would really love to reflect on the report, and I'm happy because Honorable Mashesh is here with us today. Reflect on the report that when we adopt things, it's good that we look at the reports or the minutes before we adopt them, because it's a little bit clumsy if one will stand and say this is not the true reflection of the minutes that have been adopted in the minutes. You even go back to the minutes and say, but everyone was there, we adopted the minutes as the portfolio committee. And it was a little bit embarrassing. I wish when we are here to adopt the minutes, we really look at them, correct them if you feel there are things that are not the way, so that we can debate them at the level of the committee and make sure that what is adopted is what we all feel is the reflection, like we always do. But it was for the first time. I hope it's something that will never happen again. I will come to you, Honorable Majesty. Maybe because I need to address these things. Even one thing that Honorable Mathieu came up with, I'm happy because the Indonesia were just alone here, when you say the chair has thanked the committee, the department. Yes, indeed. We had a department in Mpumalanga on the first day and the rest of the week. And the minutes were reflecting that those were thanked at the beginning of the meeting that we are all here, we are engaging on the oversight. Now, which was a little bit of a surprise when it will be raised like that, as if it's something that did not happen and something that we are not all together in the committee. So that is why I would be pleading really, as to say, before we adopt the report, because they've been long sent to us, let us look and discuss and come up with the issues, if ever we do have issues which we want to talk to. So that at the end of the day, for me, when I say that I'm defending the portfolio committee, I'm defending the individual members of the committee, so that it doesn't look like as if maybe sometimes we are not, you know, thinking on the same line as a portfolio committee or that, because it's a little bit clumsy to say, but what is being raised, there is nothing that opposes to anything. So really it might be that as we continue to move forward, let us move forward as the members of the portfolio committee. Let us agree on the things as the members of the portfolio committee. Raise issues where we have got platforms to raise them. That will reflect even on us as the individual members serving in the portfolio committee to show that we are working together. Honourable Mashesh, do you have another up?
Thank you, Chair. You're right. What happened last week was very unfortunate. Because I think what happened was that the report was presented to the committee. Given our normal, time constraints, you know, when we have presentations and documents that are arriving late, sometimes it's difficult to actually go through all the documents in time. And so what happened last week is that when I was supposed to prepare myself to debate on the report, I realized that there were issues that were eliminated. They were not in the report. What is wrong with stating in the report that on the last day the department was not there, so we couldn't discuss? I mean, what is the whole idea of going on oversight if you cannot see to the people that you're supposed to report to say these were the findings, what steps are you going to take, when will you be able to take those steps? What is wrong with having something like that documented in a report? Because that's a true reflection of actually what happened. It was nowhere in the report. And not only that, I have to say I take responsibility for the errors that were there and also not being able to see that during the time that it was in front of the committee. But we are members. We're the ANC members here, there's DA members, all the oppositions also sit on this committee. So it cannot only be only myself that could actually be able to point it out. We were all there on the last day of Mpumalanga. Why is it that we never raised it when it came into the committee? Unfortunately, I had to see it when on the last day of the day's presentation, which is unfortunate. I have to apologize for that. But I found myself in that situation. As a matter of fact, I called you. I called you to say, like, no, I'm not getting the report because of the errors that I saw there and the things that were not documented. So it's not something that I've done behind your back. You knew very well that I'm going to raise this thing when I'm debating. It's not that you didn't know about it.
Thank you very much. But, you know, the attitude, you know, the way we're not fighting here. We're saying, let us raise issues in the portfolio committee. Again, it means to say to me, if you say those are the things that were there, why were not raised? Why were they not being raised? You know, it's fine, but as we move forward, let us raise things at this level of the portfolio committee. I always say, because I cannot take it as if you say, were always flooded, we did not get time to. The reports, we adopted them fully in the portfolio committee, but it's fine, I hear you, but I just needed to raise it. Honorable Kosa.
Thank you very much, Chair President. And maybe, Chair, one will start by saying that it is good now when we are talking about this issue here. Because what I remember, Chair President, with regard to the issue of the Mpumalanga issue, I remember after coming back from oversight, we summoned them to come to Cape Town. And they came to Cape Town and we spoke about it. I did not maybe expect what the Honorable Machese is raising, though I'm fine with it that she's raising it. I never expected that she would raise it because we summoned them and they came and then we spoke about it. That this issue must also come back to the report that they were not there. While we have spoken about it, I did not think it's like that. But it's a right to think, to say it the way she's thinking about this type of a thing. The issues of reports having little mistakes there, I think maybe I'll just revert it to us as a committee as to we adopted the report and the report had to be taken for that type of a debate. But really, I'll say this, Chairperson, that she has a right to raise it, but I'm pleading to honorable members that in this committee it's wherein we need to disagree in order to at the end of the day that we agree, and I still believe in the honorable members even from opposition that in this committee we always disagree in order to agree at the end of the day, but really respecting the right of every member when we are in our debate. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. We have got that list of Honourable Boshoff. I need that person.
Chair, I just want, excuse me, I've got a frog in my throat. I just want to say we have never, ever had reason to not trust the Secretariat. All our stuff has always been on point. Mm-hmm. Why is it that the Mpumalanga report was not on point? As my colleague Honourable Machesi said, it is an error on our side that we did not pick it up. Why did nobody else pick it up? Was another report given to us and something else was pushed in? We need to find out where the problem lies. Because something like that we would have picked up. We would have picked it up. So we need to go through this. And as I said at that one meeting where I was on my own, we must stop having presentations where everything is read to us and we don't have time to debate. We are here to debate everything. So the presentations and the minutes must be given to us in time so that we can study it at home, and the presenters, they must not come and sit here for 2-3 hours presenting to us, and we have 15 minutes to ask questions. Thank you.
Thank you. But with this report, honourable members, it was given to us, we debated, we looked at it, we adopted it, nobody picked it up.
Yeah.
So, we did discuss, as we are going to be going through these minutes that are in front of us, it was a standard practice. But it's nice that you are discussing it like this, so that is why I say, even when you pick it up, so it doesn't reflect bad on the committee, it reflects bad on us all, that's to say, who are, you know. But it's fine, let us engage with the reports that are in front of us now. We've got quite a number of them.
Chairperson.
Oh, your hand is up.
I just wanted just a point on when the members are hammering that the minutes were only for 2 hours, 3 hours. You know, the minutes were postponed. They were with us, were given to us. We went through them, and we couldn't adopt on the day. I'm sure after some few weeks, then we set for debating them. That means really that if there are things that were omitted, the blame is upon us, because it was not only one day that we called the minutes and we discussed. We were to discuss them on that same day. We discussed them after postponement on minutes to be discussed. So I don't want us to say that the minutes were only for a short time with us. I even have the duplicate of the minutes that we adopted with me in my office. So, Chairperson, I tell you to correct this on time, because it was just something that was incorrect. Thank you.
Okay.
I just want to find out the minutes every time we do that we're doing here. Is it always, do we have tapes of that? Of of all the
minutes.
We don't record the minutes.
We don't record all the meetings that we have. Mm.
Wow.
So we don't record the minutes also.
Okay. So, and why is it that we don't do that? Or do you know?
Because standard practice, not all the minutes, but all the meetings are recorded.
Maybe we should do that.
Then
we
need to go back to Parliament and say Parliament can record all the meetings that take place in Parliament.
No, I'm just making
it cannot be an exception for basic education or the committee that you, any committee that you set in.
Okay.
It can be the standard practice of all the committees in Parliament.
Okay. No, I'm just suggesting.
Yeah. Okay. Honourable members, I hope Mr. Brown, the packs that are in front of us are putting the same, should be. Okay. Let us start, honourable members, with the report. I'll just read the topic so that we all know that we're in the same one. The draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the second quarterly report on the performance of the Department of Basic Education in meeting its strategic objectives for 2018-19. Is that the one that is on top?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we go through it page by page, correcting the grammatical errors? And also, we always say, let us even take a question or comment on the content that is there, so that we just go once and finish with the meeting, with the minute. We're on page one of that. Tell me if I'm rushing. Page 2. Page 3. Or if I'm rushing or if I'm too slow, let me say. Page 3. page 4. Page 5. Page 18.
Page 23.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with this recommendation, but I don't know the bullet number 2.
Page 23, bullet number 2,
with regard to this to ensure improvement.
From the top. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, on number 7. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Number 7, bullet number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Improvements in the placement of Funza Rushaga Bazaar. So we will only speak of Funza Rushaga, not the other. I don't know if we say nothing about those who went to school by themselves, not under Funza Rushaga. Thank
you.
Bullet
number 2.
The second bullet, Chair, in collaboration with PED, we have always been saying that we speak of Funza Rushaga, but there are those who pay from their pockets, and ultimately some are not being placed, when we make a report, we don't cover them.
But this one, Honourable Member, you will correct me, members. This one we're talking, this is the statistical report, the report on the department. We're talking about the investment that the department, the government is doing on these learners. Hence, we are talking on the info, specifically
okay.
on the Funza Lushaga Bazaars. So I understand that it's because we're talking on how the department has, you know, so the investment that they do to these students going to university, are they placed, are we getting the value for money that the government has put on them? So hence, it's them that we are talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. But surely in the discussions, when we talk to the department, we also include those who are not funded by the government, but we have to talk about them.
Okay.
The last page is page 24. That's the report that is in front of us, the honorable members. Any mover, if ever there's nothing that we need to add, is the pure reflection of the meeting that we had on this day. Honourable Kosa.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to move that this report be adopted.
Thank you. Any seconder? Honourable Kosa.
I second the motion.
Should be recorded.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's move to the report of the Portfolio Committee on basic education in respect of the report of the high-level panel on the assessment on key legislation and the acceleration of fundamental changes. That is the report that we are engaging on. Remember, we did discuss this and the Secretary just needed to go and consolidate our discussions that we had with the department on that day, so that is the report of that day, page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 16. Page
17. Page 19. Page 20. Page 48.
Honourable members, this is the end of this report, which we still need to adopt. But what I would like us to do with this one, can we, yes, we need to adopt it, but it will form a greater part of the report that we need to come up with as a committee before the end of the term. It means early when we come back, the legacy report, because that is the report that we have discussed already here, that the Secretary is busy with the draft report, which will be sent to us all. And we'll be going out for holidays. So one ahead of Honourable Meso, we'll be having the homework even in December and January, just to look at what is here, what is the draft legacy report, so that when we come back, we can be able to, you know, to connect all these reports and say, this is the legacy report we have as a portfolio committee, the new committee that will start in the new administration. We should engage to them as to say, this is how far we have went, and they must take from there moving forward. So I would really love us to take good care of this one as we move our way, so that we can start doing our homework to make our things easier for everyone. That was the report then that is tabled before you, honourable members. Let me move on for the adoption of this high-level panel, the responses that we got even from the department and the discussions that we had. Honourable Fasson?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of this high-level panel report. I move that it should be adopted as a correction.
Thank you. And Mr. Conde? And of course, Mr. Conde. Thank you. Now we move to the draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the oversight. Tungaka, Mosbury, Mulema, and Dr. Ruth, Mampati Education District, Northwest Province. I think we all have that one, Honourable Member?
Yes.
Page one. Honourable Mason Basson, you are on page one, and now moving to page two.
Okay, Honorable Chair.
Need orientation.
Oh.
In orientation, I can't adopt things that I was not there.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Yes, Honorable Portia.
Yes, please. On page 6, remember you and I were at that school where the, for the disabled, where the principal wasn't quite sure what was expected of her. And we requested the department for a report on how they were going to assist her. And we haven't seen that report. And then we also asked for a full report on the full service schools. And to date, we haven't received anything. So if we can just follow that up, please. Thank you.
And besides following it up, then can you keep that in mind so that it could be included in the recommendations that we had, so that we check on that one. That was on page 6, page 7. Yes.
The second to last school we visited, the one lady teacher got up and said that the technical subjects at that school hadn't received textbooks, so that must also be included. Thank you.
Page 7. Page 8. Before we continue, if we can remind each other, what school was that so that we don't even wait for our recommendations? But I think it is covered here. I saw it in one of those schools.
Wasn't it something with a bead? I can't remember the name of the school. I just remember the gentleman sitting next to me laughing in his chair.
What?
Yeah.
It was so funny. Do you remember that? I don't remember. So all together, it was a very big school, the last
the
one.
Last one.
Mm-hmm. It was in the evening.
It's like the last
mm-hmm.
school.
Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, it is there, but we'll see when we come there. But yeah, I remember that. Page 9.
Yes,
please.
The delivering of, or the roll out of those bicycles. Remember we asked, or I asked specifically,
where are you on
page 9, the second to last paragraph, the plans for the 2018-19 financial year included the roll out of 1,400 bicycles to deserving learners. I still specifically asked where the budget was going to come from for the maintenance of these bicycles. So we must include that as well. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the functionality of the SUV. I think it's just an error there. All schools but one had newly elected SUVs, they had also reportedly submitted. So I think there's nothing wrong with that content.
It could be a comma or two. And also the SUVs, yeah. Thank you. Page 10.
Yes, please.
Yes,
4.3.7,
we asked the department to also provide us with a report on the procured furniture and whether it will be delivered in time. Although most schools had procured furniture had not yet been delivered, and we asked that we be given a report to see delivery. Thank you.
Yeah, I like that because it should talk to what we have said in the committee towards the end, but just to remind, just to find, so that we will remember to put it when we go to our recommendation. Okay. Honorable Machete.
Yeah, the other thing, when you talk about school furniture, I would like us to be specific on the technical school furniture, because it's not technical school furniture, but the type of desk that the learners that they use for drawing. that we need to also be aware of. It's not just tables and chairs, but there's also technical type of furniture that is specific for particular schools, for drawing.
So you mean to say we must say school furniture and also the technical one, and which will also apply.
I don't remember the name of it, but there is a specific name for those types.
Yeah, I agree. Which will also apply even to the focus school, because we talk of the furniture and things that are needed in those schools. So
yeah.
we don't just generalize as if it's just
technical. Yes, just good. Yeah.
Okay. Page 11.
I'm not going to give you all mine, I'll give it to the secretaries, because they're quite a few.
No, say them so that we agree with them here.
All right.
Are you on page 11?
No, page 10, Chair.
Page 10.
We requested a report on the purchasing of assistive devices for full-service schools. I'd just like to have it noted that report is still outstanding from the department.
But remember here, we are saying, I want us to approach this, in as much as I agree with you, Honourable Bishop, it must appear that we requested the department to forward us with the report.
Yeah.
But to say it's still outstanding, because we are dealing with the minutes, it's the report on the things that happened on that day, you know?
Okay,
It must appear that this is the report from the department that we required.
Okay, that's perfect. But who is going to follow up to ensure?
Exactly. That is what we must follow up as a committee, following up on the department. Meaning to say, it will be improper to say in the minute itself the report is still outstanding.
Okay, let's change the wording.
Okay.
This portfolio committee ensures that the report is forthcoming or something to that.
When it's towards the end of the report, that's what we must say.
Okay.
We must ensure that such a report is forthcoming, because we have
Thank you.
So that I want us, even when we come with other things that we expected them, so that we put it in that perspective to show that this is the report of the oversight, but these are the things that we do have to ensure that we get. Yeah.
On another note, we must remember that they're under Section 100 and they are lacking in various aspects, and we could, in all probability, not see a report. Okay, thank you.
Now on page 11.
When it comes to nutrition, we're talking about quintile 4 and 5.
When it comes to?
Okay, the second sentence. A total of 152 quintiles 4 and 5 schools. I think the idea here is not really to provide nutrition to quintile 4 and 5, but those learners who come from disadvantaged schools and homes in the area. So I think we have to be specific there. We cannot expect, I don't think we are thinking of providing nutrition to Kunja 4.5, but it's specifically for learners who come from disadvantaged homes, who live in that area and go to that school. I don't know if you think that maybe, I think we should be clear on that, at least.
The word exempted learners.
Well, we're not talking about the special schools, honourable members, on this one.
No. I remember that specifically, but I think the next paragraph could speak to it.
Let us read that sentence. That one on it's 4.3.10.1.
Yeah.
The target for the provision of NSNP 20 was that huge number learners in 89.8 quintiles 1, 3 and also, okay, a total of 152 quintiles
4 and 5
schools were not yet in the program. They were
on the list of exempted
learners in quintiles 4 and 5 schools in progress to determine the financial implications.
It's not very clear on what you're saying, because I think it was really specific for
to cater for disadvantaged learners in those schools.
That is why I say, okay. That sentence when I say in the audit of those with the elegant.
I know, I can see that, but... Mm-hmm.
You know, only disadvantaged learners are exempted or qualified to get this.
Yes, I understand, but when you read it, it's not very clear. It's not very clear.
Couldn't we maybe choose,
couldn't we say a total of 152 quintile 4 and 5 schools were audited and exempted learners? Will be placed in the nutritional program.
Exempted
learners. Yeah, if we say if you are placed on the nutritional program, you are exempted. It's because you are eligible.
No, we understand that. We understand what you're saying, but I'm saying that when you read it, it's not very clear.
That the exempted learners. In the quintile 4 and 5 schools, be placed on the NSNP. Something to that. I don't know, help me. Because I understand what my colleague
okay,
is saying.
Let us capture the essence, because we all understand. Yeah. Can you summarize that sentence again? Maybe it's too long, really, it will lose the. Yeah. What can you say? Because what I like, we all understand is the exempted, it's 152, but yeah. We always say we are playing with the language now. It's fine. Let's play with it. Let us air.
That the exempted learners in quintiles 4 and 5 schools be placed on the NSNP for 2018-19.
Yeah.
Because if you read the first sentence, it speaks generalizing that all learners of quintile 4 and 5, and then only it gets back, it is a little bit of a...
The exempted learners...
That all exempted learners in quintile 4 to 5 schools be placed on the NSNP for 2018-19. I don't know. Come on, guys.
Yes, the one that you say 152 is because they are not yet there.
Chair.
So now they are being audited for them to be exempted. It's fine, that's why. It's good.
Audited.
The 4 and 5, they are not yet because the audit has not been done. So now they are being audited so that as per our request, they can be put in the NSNP for 18 and 19.
But if the sentence that we say that is general, sounds like that sentence that sounds like
152 quintiles 4 and 5 schools.
They were not yet in the program. It's fine, even those who deserve. Then following that, we are saying an audit is made for them so that those who deserve can be it's not okay. Let us agree on this thing. Because that general one is general as it is. Nothing on 152 schools in quintile 4 and 5, they are not yet on the program. But now there is an audit that is taking place for them to be audited, those who are deserving, so that they can get into the program.
What about starting with that all the audited exempted learners in the audit report be placed on the NSNP for 2018, for quintile 4 and 5.
It's still in progress.
Where's Ian Ollis?
It's still in progress.
But remember,
what
we agreed upon was the financial implications on them, how much will be needed, so that it can be determined, So,
auditing is still in progress.
Chair, I wanted to say, if maybe honorable members can read this sentence twice, they will understand the sense of it.
What I like is that we don't differ, but
My worry, Chair, is when we want to change it. It changes the content. It changes the content if you change it. That is why I was requesting that if you can read it twice, then you'll understand its sense. But when we try to change totally, it becomes another story.
Let us have a chair here. Assist in 150. Yes, Mr. Bunch.
Of course. Chair, we are a little puzzled. I have tried to read it over and over again, but I feel the meaning is clear. Mm. There are two issues there. Mm. The first thing is about the number of quintiles 4 and 5 schools that are not yet in the program. That's the first part of it. And then the second one is...
the audit that is in progress.
There is an audit. There was an audit of exempted learners, which is still in progress. So those are the two basic ones.
For me, what I can say here, again, honored members, is that maybe we highlight this point just to say, as the portfolio committee, monitoring needs to be done on this audit and the financial implication to see how many of the learners were found to be needy in quintile 25 and what is it that the province is doing. Are they included in the program moving forward? Because right now all we are waiting for is the audit, is the outcome of the audit that is being done and the determination of the financial implications. And what we're pleading for is that those who are in need, as we always do in all other provinces, they are put in the program moving forward. So that's the monitoring part that we need to be making as the portfolio committee, whether the audit is finalized, what are the implications, are there any plans of those that are being put as part of the program, the nutrition program in our schools. Page 12.
Page 18. Page 19.
We are going to get more money. or arthritis.
Or arthritis. Page 22. Page 23. 24.
There was also a recommendation of the electricity. There was one that didn't have.
We're not yet on the recommendation. We are coming.
I thought it was 22. Didn't you have 22?
Oh,
the
yeah, we're on 22.
Yeah, but for your...
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, yes.
There was one that... The,
I'm
okay.
Sorry for that, yeah.
I might be wrong, but there was a couple of them didn't have electricity.
Electricity?
Mm. Like, they didn't have a light.
Oh, the lighting.
The lighting.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm about saying it now, you're not too good.
Why? It's because of low shading.
To improve the security and access control. Maybe, you know, on that one, yeah, honorable members, the committee recommended that the department prioritize the installation of CCTV cameras at storage facilities to improve security and access control. Definitely, you can work on that sentence just to also to improve the issue of lighting. You can correct it just to add the issue of lighting for, because it's part of the security control when it comes to that, the lighting. Have you captured that? Okay. Page 23. Page 24. Page 27.
I know we're mentioning the funding, but there's also the issue of costing. It was like the funding of agricultural school is not a standard type of like, okay, you know, we're going to fund. It all depends on their requirements. So maybe also you can add the costing. I don't know. Like I think that is something that you mentioned, because it just like we saw a lot of gaps that were not filled by the funding, that it was not really specific for this school, the funding. So can we add maybe the costing that it has to be done for that particular school?
Come on, again, Honourable Mochetsi, we're talking about the funding and the costing. What?
Okay. In order to attach a school, yes, you can talk about, yes, you have to fund it. But now the costing is specific to that particular cultural school. So
So here, is it possible that we can add also that like, there has to be costing that is done for them to be adequately funded?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm not differing from you. Because one thing that we talked about, if you remember, Honourable Minister, today, when we talked to the issue of the focus groups, it's impossible that they are funded the way the normal schools are funded. We are talking of the focus schools, of which we can be specific to that school, but also we even expanded even when we came back here when we discussed with the department, just to say when it comes to the focus school, definitely the issue of funding will totally differ from the normal school. Worse with this one, because it's where they were talking to the issues of tractors and so forth, and you know, even the, I'm happy the issue of hostels is well covered. Yeah, but we can emphasize on that point as to say how is the department funding the focus schools, then focusing on this one, because there was a lot that was, the school was wanting, yeah. We are on page 30. I thought Boshoff will talk on Christiana. Yes, Boshoff. I thought we will talk on Christiana, but I think it's covered on 32. 32.
Mm-hmm.
33. Page 34. Page 35. Page 36. And so, another number, on page 35, I noted this when I looked at it. I did not understand it, so sorry, it also helped me. On page 35, I really missed this one. 5.10.2, bullet number 3. We were interested in knowing how many learners were employed with their acquired skills. What is that? Which learners are we talking about? The employment of learners. I was puzzled when I read it. Do you see that bullet?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What are we referring to?
Maybe I can come in there. I remember the school that I was at for special need learners, once they finished their schooling, they would be taken in as general assistance and stuff like that.
And even if you can go back to page 34, Chair. It says, the last but two paragraphs.
Okay.
The school offered sewing,
all
those things. Mm-hmm. Then, therefore, I think the issue was that when they're finished, do we have those who got employment using such skills?
Okay.
Okay.
So are we fine just to leave it? How many learners from? Do we need to expand to clarify which learners, what is it, you know, or we're fine with it just as how many learners are employed? Should we explain it and expand it a little bit?
I would say yes, and then take it further to determine whether some of these learners have been placed with outside employers like hairdressing salons and
bar,
shops, and so forth.
Thank you.
Fine. Thank you. Mm-hmm. With regards to page 35, I know that we are saying the challenges of the school, but our recommendation as well, they have to be noted. there was the issue of flooding. It is stated on the challenges. But we also asked the school to look at the department to assist the school with the flooding issue in this school.
If you go to page 36 on our recommendations, it's not covered.
It's not covered.
Assisted with the sewage pipe connections and emptying of the school subsystem because it's
connected. It's a different thing. It's a different thing. There's a flooding. Like when it rains very hard, then you know it will flood.
Oh.
Yeah.
But surely it will form part of that one. The issue, the issue of piping the number
I think, Chair, here we requested that you remember they said something about the ward councillor. That the storm water drainage should be done.
Mm.
I think this needs to be part of our recommendations. Yeah.
So we're on page 36. 37. Page 38. But Joanna, is that where we
yes.
Okay. We had some measurements.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, there was the issue of the premises themselves that were subletting. You remember that? I don't remember what the issue was, but I don't see it here. So, and the issue of electricity, that they were paying a lot of money towards electricity. They're paying like something like 50,000 rand for electricity or water. So there's kind of a dispute on the services. But really, I don't remember was it water or electricity that they were sharing with the
To work with the municipality when it comes to the issue of electricity and water, but in our recommendation we even said they must even separate the accounts because it can't be that another department that was utilizing the school was eating on the coffers of the school. Honorable Fosho?
I don't know if I'm missing it, but if you have a look at Butlong High School, I don't see any of our
names.
36. Then you go to page 37, you have the challenges, and then you have the responses from the department. Where are the portfolio observations? And recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not there. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's better to have to work on that one. 39. Page 43. 44.
There's a bullet point there with nothing on it.
45.
44.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an empty bullet point.
Which bullet?
On page 44.
44.
Just bullet number 3.
It's faithful.
Oh, it's transparent. I was missing it.
Well, it's a very good page 45. Page 47.
Rationalization of schools, 46. The department has not managed to process the process as it should have. Is it right to say that?
The department has not managed to process as it should.
When?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like it should have been managed or handled something like that. You need to end it with. Just correct that sentence. Let us correct it now. What should we have? Like the process as it should have been handled, or, you know? Yeah. What weight must we put there? What must we take?
I think it's like it should be the department has not managed to rationalize
the rationalization process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The rationalization process.
It's not managed the process as it should.
Yeah. Page 47.
Chair, also I have a problem with this inclusive education and special schools.
Page
47. It says overall does observe that the budget for special needs education is increased. I think we cannot just say increase because you can increase it with whatever amount, but it needs to be costed and then increased accordingly.
But we're not talking to the issue that there were less of the devices, assistive devices.
Yeah, that's exactly, because how do you know? Like you can increase it for 20 rand, that's an increase. Is that the increase that we're looking for? No, it has to be specific. We have to cost it and say, okay, this is how much we need.
Page 48, 49, 50. Page 51. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable. There are quite a number of corrections that you have made, of which we believe that Carrot has taken note of them, and we have come to the end of editing our report and making the changes that we have to that we have. So with all the changes and the amendments that you have made, can we take this as a true reflection of our report? And our report.
Thank you, Chair. I move that this report be adopted with the corrections and additions.
And a seconda? And a seconda? I'm looking for the people who were there in the control of the
group,
but
one
was not even there.
I was not there.
Honorable Macheco? Thank you so much.
draft reports of the Portfolio Committee on Basic Education on the first quarterly report and the confirmation of the House. Same quarterly report, page 1, honourable members.
Yeah.
I don't try on a person, I done with a big one.
Very cheap.
Page
2.
Page 3. We are on page 4 now.
If you go to bullet point number 3 on page 11, I think yours should be spelled with an S, not a Z. Thank you.
Which country you use S instead of it?
Germany.
Germany. Oh, I think they would, yeah.
Have been thinking of me while
yeah.
I was in Germany.
Lord.
Yeah, and what is nice, the words that follow say correct, which has got an S. Page 12. Framework. When before we even abbreviated that framework, is it not supposed to be also the capital letter F? So that reference page 14. Come again.
Page 13.5.1. So for abbreviation, fact check.
Okay. Page 14.
If you go back to page 16, public entities 5.4.1.1, the charge. The transfer to Umalusi was made quarterly and for, say, CPDD. I don't think the construction of the sentence is quite correct. The transfer to Umalusi, comma, SACE and CPD was made quarterly.
Was made and for SACE. The transfer to Umalusi was
Can you trap
that again?
The transfer to Umalusi, comma, SACE, and CPTD.
Remember,
SACE CPD. Okay, the transfer to Umalusi and SACE hyphen CPTD or bracket CPTD. Okay.
Page 18, page 19. That hyphen for the PTD will say it again to show that you are talking about on page 19, 5.6.1.1. Page 20. Page 21.
Your first bullet point under point 7, ensure that TEDs improve their spending on conditional grants, remove the and as well as effective one and L.
Okay. Then page 23. Of the meeting that we had on that day. And remember for the adoption of this of this report, Honorable Fasson.
Yes, Chairperson, I move for the adoption of this report.
With the amendment made.
With the amendment made.
Thank you. And a seconder. We need a seconder, Honorable Member, for the adoption. We can switch off on our person.
I second the adoption.
Thank you so much. We're done with the report. Now, what is this now?
A report.
Oh, the annual report.
Okay. The report of the Basic Control Committee. It's the annual report, this one.
Is it annual? General and two district.
Page 1. Page 3.
Can I just ask something on page 3? If you read the last paragraph.
3.
Yes, okay. We speak about the Portfolio Committee also works closely with provincial legislature committees and so forth. I just would like to see somewhere, I don't know where we can bring it in, because of the lackluster approach that we have from provinces with regard to reporting, that somewhere we bring in an accountability clause with regard to provinces that just do not report. Because we try and work closely with them, but we seem to be having problems, and we know exactly who those provinces are. If we could have a look at something like that, please. Because somebody has to be held accountable. Thank you.
You know, Honourable Bishop, we are bringing up a very good point where we need to discuss it as to say, really, how can you bring that accountability clause? Because, you know, we all know when they don't want to account or respond, they will go back to the Constitution as to say, you are not our big brother. You know, that is why I say, you know, whenever, even when we have to engage them, firstly, we need to brush them as to say, indeed, you are not playing that big brother, you know, we're not taking that position, but we need to work together and do that. As we are saying, we know exactly those who do not want to do it. How do we craft that? How do we bring it, you know, how do we bring in that thing as to say,
see how we can bring it about, even if we have to change legislation.
Because, as I'm saying, it will definitely go back to the legislation, because we know very well that we can hit the wall and say,
Let's think about it,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Let's think about it. Another my chest.
On the same page, the second term or what we've done, it's like, okay, we've got 2.2, page 4, yeah, okay, so all these bullets that we have.
On page 4 now.
Yeah, okay. You see, like we're saying, a line of new past requirements, this is by implementation plans on it, and then we talk about learner pregnancies. That is not, that doesn't say much. What are you looking at learner pregnancies?
The range.
Mm-hmm. So we need to say that. Safety in schools. What are we saying about that? To enforce, it doesn't make sense. And then the other one, we've got three-stream model plus fourth industrial revolution. Because we have looked already at implementing the three-stream model. So what are we saying there when we say three-stream model plus fourth industrial revolution? It's just a bullet. I don't know if you understand what you're saying, what I'm saying. Teacher centers.
But those were the topics that the department were briefing the portfolio committee.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is like that set, this bullet doesn't say much. Because here the first one is the alignment. So we know exactly what you're saying about the new PASS requirements. Yeah, it's the alignment of that. Vodacom collaboration, implementation of the three-stream model, plans on the fourth industrial revolution, and then we'll just go and say learner pregnancy. What are we doing? Are we looking at learner pregnancy? Are we evaluating it? Safety in schools. What are we saying about that? You know, so don't know if I'm clear. It's just the other ones, they are very specific on exactly what you are looking at for that particular topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe like in safety in schools, the status quo and what is the progress, you know? Okay, the reference model, what is the progress on this? Okay, progress in the international region. Okay, like others consolidated. No, I see what I think. Honourable Bishop.
Sorry, Chair. I'm still on that previous point. Because we sit with a problem. That's why I'm asking how we can do it.
many a time when you ask the questions, the DBE sends a response back, you must get the information from the provinces. And I have
said that.
Yes, hundreds of times. The honourable member is required to make contact with the provinces. Now, I cannot ask a direct question to the province. So our hands are cut off because we know these provinces do not report correctly. So we need some leeway to see how we're going to get this. My colleague can tell you how many times we get a response from that from DBE.
But as I'm saying, you know, what you're talking about, it just points us, it directs us to the legislation.
We need to find a way
to say, how do we go back to the legislation? But also, really, it's a pity the department is not here, but I am happy PLO to the minister is here. It's an it's very much uncalled for EDBE to give a response to the member of parliament to say, go and interact with the province. That one is it's not acceptable. It can be. Because even when we go to the provinces as the National Assembly, the recommendations we don't even recommend to the province. We recommend to EDBE. It's the recommendation to the province, but it's through EDBE. So really, if ever there is a response like that, it's a little bit, you know. It's a little bit irresponsible. Let me be frank and open. But I am going to write to the minister if ever really there are responses like that. It just cannot be to be said. A member must go and get a response to the province. We interact with the provinces through EDBE as per the legislation. It really is uncalled for. That one is not there today. But I hope the PLO is taking that team into the minister, but we really have to talk. We have to talk to her about that one. So we're on page 6 now. Page 7. So page 7 is also going to help us for such purposes, you know, when they want those meetings that you have attended. Page 7, yes, Honourable Machesi.
The legislation process on page 7.
We say nothing, but we had the Bella Bill. Is there anything that you could say about that?
It's not yet in front of us. It's not even yet adopted by a cabinet. So, in front of us, we have got no legislation.
But it was presented to us,
no? We requested them to. Yes, so remember, even the preamble of that meeting, we said, we know we are dealing with the legislation. We'll read it on the newspaper, that we are still proposing it. Take us on board so that we are on par with what is happening. But it has not yet been formally tabled to Parliament. So we have got no legislation. We are one committee with no legislation that is in front of us as of now. Honourable Marshall.
Yes, please, Chair. These oversight trips undertaken, do we get a feedback or a report on that? Because if we send somebody from the committee, that person or persons should provide us with a report on the outcome of the overseas trip, because it is taxpayers' money that sends people abroad. Thank you.
Where are we?
On page 7. Activities, oversight trips undertaken. Study tours. No, oversight trips. What are those? No, then I'm at the wrong one. I remember the
the New York one.
No, with that one it was in Parliament. I was not sent by Parliament. I was invited by UNESCO. I can share the report, but it really does not even count on the caucus of Parliament.
which was an invitation. With the parliament, there's been, with our committee, no international trip has been ever taken. Page 9. Page 10.
On page 11. Just to get back to the visit that we had in Mpumalanga, I don't know who does our arrangements for us, if you have a travel agency or what, but we are representatives from various provinces, and it would be great if somebody could make contact with a person from that province. Because we drove to Pretoria to go and stay there, and then we had to drive all the way back to Witbank, and then all the way back to Pretoria for the night. Witbank has excellent accommodation, and apart from our lives at stake, we put our drivers' lives at stake as well, because they have to sit and wait for us the whole flipping day, and then tonight they are so tired that they take chances. So if we could bring something like that to the fore, that we just give a bit of background information as to where are we going, we give you these places. Thank you.
Thank you. On the ground, I hope we have spoken about that, and I hope it is noted. It is noted, Honourable Boshoff. Honourable Macheson.
The other issue is the drivers. You'll find a driver from Joburg coming to drive in the Western Cape or in Bloemfontein who has no idea or no clue about the terrain or the roads. So is it possible that, sourcing out the drivers that we can go local? That is also good for the province that we are visiting, that they are the ones who transport us because they know the area better. Just a suggestion.
Yeah, Mr. Brown will have to take care of that, to say how do you source your service providers, because they're really, it's a thing. But also on that one, I know it will be expensive, but what is usually done, like take the NCUP and so forth, and the provinces, I'm just making an example. Whenever the portfolio committee or the, you are going to do the work in a certain area, there is a team that goes up front just to check on the area. You get there, you know exactly where to go, you are not getting lost in the morning. And I can tell you, NCOP still does that, where there will be one or two officials who will go there just before time. They get to know that from point A to B, where is it? I think that's the logistics that we're running short as the NA, because I can assure you, we are all complaining as portfolio committee members. All the portfolio committees are complaining in the NAS to say, when it comes to the logistics, when we have to go to an area, it's something that is not, we are not yet there. We are found wanting as the NA when it comes to that. It's something that has been raised even at the level of the chairperson's committee meetings. We have raised that with the house chair and everything. And I also hope, at the level of the Secretary, Mr. Brown, those are the things that you need to be raising in your meetings, as to say, what is it? How can we do it better for the members to not to be found wanting when they get into the areas that they need to visit? Thank you for that. Page 12. Page 13.
Honourable Macheson.
I'm a bit lost with the petition that our, I think it was the DA member that brought to the portfolio committee.
Where is that?
It's just
Waters,
Honourable Mighty.
Yes.
Waters. Because I don't know what the process, like if somebody comes and presents a petition to say, you know, they want a school to be built in a certain area. Okay, so they bring it to, I just want to understand the process. So they bring it here, we acknowledge, or like what is, what is the process?
The process is whoever writes the petition, he writes to the Speaker of Parliament on whatever topic he wants to. Then the Speaker of Parliament will determine as to say which portfolio committee is to address that. Then it is forwarded through the office of the Speaker. We are giving that time is to say the Speaker wants, can you take care of this? This is a petition that has reached my office. So the committee, that particular committee will have to.
Okay, exactly. That's the thing, when it gets here, what are we expecting?
We expect them, the writer,
what
the
author,
is to listen and have the details. Why are you petitioned? Why have you petitioned? Like, let me make an example of this one. The petition was on the housing department because it has been written to the national speaker, and I believe that it was also, it has also been written to the speaker of the province. But now, because it was at the national level, we had to call the people concerned. Housing department, this is the petition. We are petitioned. What is your view? What is your take? Come, let us discuss this with the people who have petitioned. Like, let me make an example. Another petition that you have received as a committee was from the Eastern Cape, which was brought by Honorable Lovemore on the schools, on the schools, the...
What is it with the protest action that took place in the Northern Cape?
There was another protest, and there was another petition that was kind of fast. There was another petition on the schools, the private schools that are semi, that and were not doing yet well paid. We had to all, which was brought by Dr. Luyenge, we had to call those schools, have hear what they are saying. The department is here to respond. We had discussion, then we resolve on the issue, then we write the report back to the speaker, then the speaker will take forward
in the process. Okay, so with this one, of Mark Waters, so he came, he presented.
Yes.
And then what happened?
The Department of Housing was there. We had discussions, they clarified where he needed that clarity. They understood each other. We had a report to finish that one. And
so it's closed.
It's closed. It took at the level of the portfolio committee, it's closed. We took the report back to the speaker.
Okay,
it's closed.
Okay.
Unless he wants to continue reopening it, he will, you know, yeah. Page 14. Yes.
With regard to the memo on gender-based violence, when can we expect any feedback from GDE?
What did you say in our meeting? In our minutes?
I can't remember. I know you spoke about the HLP, but I can't remember the innovation.
Yeah, now I remember, really, I can't remember, it's on top of my head, but we did write to the department. I will ask Mr. Brown to check on that and make a follow-up, but I know we did have a recommendation, we did give it to the department for them to come and cover. But then, if it is so, we can even prioritize it on the short space that we have for next day to say they can come and give us that briefing, or even write to us better than that. So, another member, any move up for the adoption of this report? Honorable question.
I move to say that this report be adopted with amendment.
Okay, thank you.
On page 5, the first term, there are two there. Okay, the first paragraph, first sentence,
if you read the main focus during this session, I don't know if you're all there, was the processing of the Department of Basic Education first quarterly report, as well as oversight and monitoring visits to provincial education departments in respect of their So think of the one there. Thank you.
With correction.
Yeah, we've adopted it with correction.
Okay. Okay. 9th of October. Written by Asa. Are we on that one?
Yes, sir.
Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, yes,
Honorable Bashar. If you go to learner support programs, extra, I think it's tuition or nutrition, morning and afternoon, or what's that word meant to be?
Where's
that? Learner support programs, the first tick below that heading, extra,
or on page 4. Okay.
Sorry, on page 5.
What?
Learner support program.
Oh, yes, it's on page 5, yes.
Extra, what is that word? The tuition.
Extra tuition.
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 Alright, so it's T-U-I-T.
Where is it?
On page 5. Learner support program.
So, T-U-I-T-I-T-I-O-N.
Yes.
Okay.
Extra tuition. Only the IN. Correct. Tuition.
Page 6. Page 7. Page 8.
I'm not going to.
Page 10. Thank you. Any move up for the adoption of this letter, please? Another
person. Chairperson, I move for the adoption of
this. Thank you. Honorable Matthew.
Thank you,
Chair. Thanks so much. 10th of October. Annual report presentation. Page 1. Page 2. I'm loving Honorable King.
You are still a visiting member then.
Page 2. Page 3. Page 4.
Yeah, this one is too short because we have a report that you have adopted, so everything is on the report that you have just adopted. This one is just a minute of showing the process that we follow. Any adoption of those, that set of minutes? Another one, Costa.
I move, Chairperson, that this minutes be adopted, the minutes of 10th of October.
Thank you. And Mr. Conda? Another person? So thank you. 15th of October, briefing by Unish, by NECT.
Yeah, I was there now.
Oh, you are there now. Okay. Page one. Page two. Page three. I nearly say honorable when I looked at Kota there. I thought they were referring to you, but no. I see. It's the energy guy. Page four. Page five. Are we agreeing that that is a true reflection of the meeting that we had on the 16th of October? Mm-hmm. Any movement for the adoption of that set of minutes? Honorable Mention.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you.
Because I was dead.
Anyone?
Second? Hello, you're with me this
time. Any second to the mover. Thank you, Honorable Professor. 17th of October.
Not checking my
calendar. Proofing by ELRC. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. That's the last page. Any move on for the adoption of those minutes?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable
Basson,
not Basson.
Oh, yeah. Basson,
any
you will
second?
Take my blessing.
I second. So thank you. 23rd of October. Are we getting that one? We're seeing on the initial teacher education program in teacher development by basic education safe and the DHET team. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 5. Page 6.
page 7.
Actually, I'm going back to the other, the ELFC. We're going to have to go back. I just want to, we're going to have to go back. I remember it was the presentation that we got from the ELFC was about the legislative framework on the making permanent teachers who have been in temporary positions. And also there was the issue of teachers who go on sabbatical, not really sabbatical, they resign from the system, and then they come back with the expectation of getting the same level that they were at. I don't see that being highlighted here. Was it highlighted?
It's
the 17th of October.
Members also raised the concern over educators having gone on sabbatical or resigned from their position, returning to the post at the same level, not starting at the lower level. Those were the committee observations there.
Where? The picture, ma'am.
Yeah, okay, that's the observation. But when they made the presentation that we're not mentioning, that's what they were talking about. I don't see it under their...
But the observation is through your presentation. Anyway, you cannot go through all of them.
Okay. No, in essence, because I remember...
But
it's
number.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
1, 2, 3.
The page 4.
Which one's it? 7?
Page 4. The cap.
23 now.
23, that's where we have just finalized.
Honorable Mashaya. Thank you, Chair. I move that we adopt the minutes.
Thank you. It has been moved for the adoption. Any seconder? Honorable Maso, seconded.
Which one are we approving now?
23. We're now on the 30th. The briefing by the high-level panel, the one, the report that we have adopted. So here are the minutes. Is that the minutes of what happened that day? Yes, Honourable Person.
It's the 23rd.
We have adopted the 23rd, yes. You don't see it?
Which one we have to cover this?
This is it. That is enough, please.
Yes.
We're now
it's not the one that we've been doing the 17th of October.
We've done the 17th, we've done the 23rd, we're now on the 30th.
Oh, so you went back to the 17th. Okay.
Are you with us now?
I'm with you.
Okay. We're on the minutes of the 30th of October, the high-level panel. On the appointment of the key legislation and the acceleration of fundamental change. Page 1. Page 2. Page
3. Okay, it's gone.
Page 4. Yeah, we did the report, but these are the minutes of that day that we were building on the report. Page 5. Page 6. Is that the true reflection of that meeting we had on that day?
Yes.
Honorable Boston?
Yes. Chairperson.
Okay. Mr. Honorable Boston?
I wanted to look at the apologies. I don't know if Ms. Nkiz in the ANC.
Mr.
Nkiz. On apologies.
She was Honorable Nkiz and she was Kendra Nkiz. Oh.
It's not mistaken.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, she happened to be the member.
Yeah, she has been the member. So the minutes have been moved for adoption in the second. So why do you say it's a mistake? Because there is no way where you say it's a mistake. So why is the mistake a mistake?
There's no, nothing is written. I couldn't recall who them killed.
Okay.
Chairperson, was she a member only for that day? Because it's not recorded as an other thing.
She apologized.
It was apology.
Okay.
Normally, no show, no.
Exactly. So in this one, she apologized.
Okay.
Thank you. Chef. No, she's no more with us now. She's now the chairperson of communication. I think so. Yeah. Wednesday, the 7th of November.
Yeah.
Briefing by the Department of Basic Education on implementation plan to address sanitation backlogs and water research commission of rural school sanitation. Page 1.
Yeah.
Page 2. And page 3, let us take them together. Page 4. Page 5. Page 9. Before we even adopt this one, I hope, honourable members, you did see one other school that was on the news this weekend in the Eastern Cape, where it was said learners were borrowing the seats. What I did, seeing that, because if you remember, even from this meeting that we had, the one thing that was raised was to say how truthful is the data that we have got from the provinces. Because remember, even on that day we had this discussion, there was another school in Bizane, of which we found out at the portfolio committee that school was not even included on the list of the backlog. So it's one other school that I've made sure that I contacted the department and still waiting for the responses to say, as we keep on seeing these schools, is it part of what we are dealing with? Because if it is not so, I further talk to UDG and say, DG, I will even suggest on behalf of the committee and all of us and the South African side, maybe if ever we can find that other school is not part of the list of schools in the backlog, it surely will reflect to us that it means that data was not well collated and verified. We will need, more especially with the Eastern Cape, we'll definitely need a dedicated team that needs to go to the province and make sure that they verify, if ever it needs to, school per school and see, so that we can get a true reflection, a true picture on what's the backlog we're facing, because as it is, really. So I'm still waiting for that response, then another member, if that school that appeared this weekend also is part of
of the list of the battle of Betrayal we had, because it was continuing on the discussions that we had that day. So I will definitely share that with Mr. Brown so that we can have that information, then we see how we take it from there when we come back. Honourable Machete, Honourable Bashoff, Honourable Bassan.
It's actually worrisome, Chair, because there are people that are within departments that are designated to do this kind of audit. If they are, when they wake up in the morning to come to work, that is their job. And then, yet, even with the president saying, let's get the audit off all of this, still, we still don't have accurate. What are those people doing?
It is a concern, really, but let us wait for that response. But it is a real concern. We raised it. I raised it yesterday with them, so we'll be taking it from there. Honourable Bosso?
Chair, thank you. My colleague has raised my concern as well, but to take it even further, how do we know that we can trust the provinces in giving us the correct information? Because if they keep dropping names of schools from their report and we find out about one, how many of these schools are there? I don't know how we're going to go about getting this done.
It is a problem, I don't remember. That is why I even say maybe we need, but it's a pity because as we are saying, there are people who are employed to do this. Mm-hmm. Now we have to form other dedicated teams.
Yeah,
to work on this. It means we'll be paying people on top of the people that are, you know, extra. But for me, another worry is, if ever we can get such schools in this situation that are not on the list, my worry will be even on priority. We even prioritize better schools than these dire, the ones that are in dire need. So, in fact, we as a country, as this committee, we really need to get the proper picture, the proper information, what is happening down there. It's a pity because I was even saying sometimes we can even offer ourselves, but we don't have time for that. But it's one job that we can do, we can be dedicated, you know. It can be done. Because we must know what is happening down there. What is it that you are faced with? That's the picture. Then from there, if I just wonder if the provinces they hide the information because they want to. I'm not sure really. I just don't understand
they
it.
They don't know what's going on.
Because for me, you can't hide
know.
This
that's
when you are given an opportunity.
They don't
to be
know
upset,
what is going
you know?
On. In
so that is what we must engage with the department is to say how do we get down to the
provincial
is to
Eastern
get
Cape.
What effect is
a special Eastern Cape
they
don't know.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was going to suggest that you are speaking to the department. Isn't it not better if they can do the breakdown in terms of provinces and wards? Because if they can give us that breakdown, we would know in such and such a world, either in the Eastern Cape or Gwinnagak, these are the schools. So that when these schools come out in newspapers and news, we would know exactly. Because now they just give us a figure, and we really don't know if they are not missing, because there are also other schools in Bantane, in the Eastern Cape, with similar problems. Now, we don't know if they are in the list that they have given us. In which case, if we can know them per ward or per area, we would be in a position ourselves to even check and make sure that these are prioritized, because they are dangerous. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, without repeating, is it necessary to put this on? Or
yeah,
is
so
under
can,
G?
So that you can hear you.
Because we want all things to be recorded. Mm-hmm. Chairperson, without repeating what the other members have said, they to support me, Honorable Majek, the data. that each and every district or circuit give the names of schools that are termed on this list, then we publish them so that if the schools that are not listed should see themselves that they are not there and be conducted. Because it is true that the circuit, the department, especially Eastern Cape, they don't know their schools. They don't know. Every time the information that they give us doesn't tally with what is on the ground. I won't go back to what they spoke about, Step Straight in the school that is there, what. So for me, let us publish that, let us use the media or the local media, provincial media, so that the schools come out so that we see that. It's embarrassing.
No, it is. So we just need to engage the department. We need to do something on this one. We talked before adopting this set of minutes. They were not yet adopted.
It's me and Ms. King, Honorable King.
Okay. What I'm saying then, Honorable Bashir Patton?
I propose the adoption.
Okay.
The King of Kings has adopted.
The King of Kings has adopted. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was 13th of November, the very short. Second quarterly report meeting. We have adopted the report. Here is just to say we had that meeting. But remember, we have adopted the whole report just today. Page one and two together. Page three. Page four. Done with that one, 13th of November. Any mover for the adoption of those minutes? Honorable Bosho?
Bosho and Bosho.
Honorable Bosho. Yes. Any seconder? Honorable Bosho. 20th of November. School readiness for 2019. Page one.
Also, who was not there, I just adopted.
Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Six. Seven. Eight. And nine. Any mover for the adoption of that set of minutes?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Messrs. Is moving. And a second. May I close your mouth?
I can't second
even though I
put you
sleep. Honorable Cosa. Thank you. 27th of November.
What?
27th of November?
Yeah.
The
page one.
Actually, the 27th.
No, we have
it's the 27th. So like 27. Page one, page two, and page three. I can see even now we are rushing to do that. Page four.
To do it.
And page five.
Page five.
Yes.
2.2,
mm-hmm.
that all schools, the first line, all schools, it must
oh,
be all schools.
Okay. Honourable members, I know this is the last day of our meeting, of our year. It has been a long journey. We started the year with others, we have ended the year with others. In Zulu it says, we have got a saying that says, Kuzalwa nabanye, siyavufa nabanye. When you are born, we have got others, but we'll die with others. Exactly this is what happened this year. We had other people like Honorable Olis. Who else have left us in the community? David did not start this year. Joined and left. So, yeah. So we're ending the year with others. But thank you very much, Honorable members. It was a nice journey, really. With our hiccups, always been there. I always say, in whatever relationship, we can't be smiling every day, even with your own
kids.
Now and again, we fight, but we fight for one objective of making sure that equality education is delivered to our learners out there. So, thank you very much. Really, it has been a good year. Let's go out there. This time, I can assure you, I can't say let's go and rest. No one is going to rest. Our police. Come again. I don't even know that. So you know, I know our political parties were all busy. We're heading for a very hectic year. So whatever time that you spend, I always say, with us, we call it a rest. If ever, wherever you go, but you can go back and sleep in your own bed with your family. It's part of it. Let us go and enjoy that little time that we'll be having with our families. But I know most of the time we're dedicating it to our political work. But let us be safe. Let us enjoy all the holidays, Christmas, our New Year. When is our first meeting, Miss D?
No, please.
You don't want to do it. But I can assure you, our first meeting is on the 3rd of January. 3rd of January will be. Exactly. That will be our first meeting. The release of results. And I know I'm not sure of the date, but towards the end of January, that will be our oversight. Yeah. Most of the time, and always
you
were.
Thank you. Take care, people.